This is Dakota Datebook for May 19th. This date in 2018 kicked off Emerald Ash Borer Awareness Week in North Dakota. And while the pest hasn't arrived in the state yet, it poses quite a threat because North Dakota has more than 90 million ash trees. It's the most common tree in the state. Besides being abundant in forest, the ash tree is commonly used in windbreaks and conservation plantings. Many communities use ash trees in beautification projects because they grow easily in our climate. In some areas, ash trees make up 80% of publicly planted trees. The emerald ash borer is a small beetle that can cause enormous damage, and it only attacks ash trees. The adults lay eggs on the tree bark, and when the eggs hatch, the larvae chew tunnels under the bark. This causes stress and attracts more ash borer beetles, and this ash borer can kill a tree in 2 years. The pest originally came from Asia. In the United States, it was first identified in the Detroit area. It was once thought that the cold would protect northern areas. But nope, that's been proven false. The beetle now infects 33 states, including Minnesota. It's also been found in Manitoba, only 65 miles from the North Dakota border. It's nearly impossible to eradicate the beetle once it's invaded an area. People have aided its invasion by moving infected firewood from one place to another. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture urges people to avoid transporting firewood. Buy only local firewood. Moving uncertified firewood out of areas under quarantine for the emerald ash borer is a federal offense. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture has been concerned about the ash borer for many years. It started surveying for the beetle in 2008. More than 800 traps have been set in cities, state parks, campgrounds, and rest stops. Fortunately, the pest has not yet turned up, but it's important to remain vigilant. If anyone suspects their trees are infected by the ash borer, they should contact the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.